What did you make overall of the president's visit to the region on Friday?
Well, so it's always good, I think, to have the attention of the president in after an event like this. I will also say that it's pretty clear that he is taking an approach that those of us here in North Carolina are not taking, and that is to really politicize this. One of the really heartening things about the state's response to this storm is that it hasn't been partisan. We have come together as Democratic and Republican elected officials at the state level, at the local level, and we are working together. We are working cooperatively. And this visit, and I have tried, Chris, to be really not political on your show, but this visit really, it was all about political theater. That's what it was, and that's really unfortunate.
To that point, Senator, some of the residents that spoke on Friday with the president's visit said that they felt forgotten or said there was a lack of federal government response. Are those fair criticisms?
No, I do not think they are. FEMA has been here on the ground since actually before the storm. They have made available so far over $300 million for individual assistance to help people, you know, with temporary housing, fixing homes, things like that. They've made over $300 million available to, and when I say made available, I mean that money is committed to local governments to help repair their infrastructure. FEMA agents have been all over. They've gone door to door. They've just been here since the very beginning. I will say, I mean, FEMA is a big agency, and we have a lot of people in need. And, you know, some people struggle more than others with the systems that are in place. A lot of it is online, although you have always been able to go in person to a FEMA facility, disaster recovery center, and get help. So I'm not saying that no one has fallen through the cracks. What I will say is that we are seeing a number of people fall out of the system to some degree by their own choice. So we're seeing this recently in the people who are staying in hotels, right, as temporary housing after the storm if their homes are not livable, habitable. And FEMA does reviews of those people every couple of weeks. And again, initially there were, you know, over 10,000, I think it's something like 13,000 people were being housed in hotels. And that is slowly coming down as people's houses become habitable, as people find other accommodations, that sort of thing. And of course, FEMA is seeking to house all of those people whose houses are still uninhabitable in more permanent housing. But some people are getting, are moving out of the program. And I mean, to some degree, they're being kicked out of the program. Some of those are people who were homeless before the storm. And, you know, solutions for those folks are complex and difficult. But some of those people who are being moved out of hotels now are people who have, I'm just going to say for the most part, chosen not to respond to and interact with FEMA. These are people who have missed inspections, multiple inspections, have not responded to FEMA's emails, door knocks, flyers, phone calls. And, you know, what I worry is that comments like the president made and other people who are not in this region, but who want to pile on and criticize FEMA and the government, they're convincing these people to just get out of the system. And that is very unfortunate because FEMA is the best path to get redress and funding and help in the wake of this storm. Period. End of story.
Senator, in terms of funding, how do you get money to folks who might have lost their livelihoods? I think of farmers who might have lost everything. How do you get money to those people who just don't have a way to make any money or a livelihood now?
Yeah, I don't know the specific answer to that question, but again, here's an example of what FEMA is doing. Today, in fact, they are having, or maybe it was yesterday, the very first of several what they're calling agricultural fairs, where they're bringing together FEMA agents and experts and employees to help farmers understand all the resources that are available to them and how they can access them. And they're doing that in I think, four hardest hit counties here in Western North Carolina. So they are helping. They are standing up programs and helping people access them. And then it just becomes up to people to actually access them.
Senator, Governor Stein said in a statement after President Trump's visit that he's asking for the support of additional $20 billion in disaster relief funding and 100% reimbursement of FEMA-eligible expenses for another 6 months. That $20 billion, how big would that be, not just for the region, but also to alleviate some of the financial pressure on the state of North Carolina?
Yeah, it would be huge. I mean, the number that has been put out there as the impacts of the storm, or what we need to come back from the storm, is about $60 billion. So $20 billion would be huge. You know, the state legislature has allocated close to $1 billion. So and the feds have, in fact, allocated, you know, I think it's maybe around $16 billion for the state of North Carolina. So another $20 billion would be great. It's still not going to get us there, but we do need it. And the 100% reimbursement, and just so folks understand, that's 100% reimbursement to state and local governments for, again, repairs of things that, you know, public infrastructure that was damaged before the storm.
Senator, as I let you go, kind of changing gears, you and your colleagues back to Raleigh tomorrow. Curious, what are some of the things that are on the agenda for the Senate to address early in this next session?
Well, at our opening day a couple of weeks ago, leaders in both chambers committed to continue to focus on Helene relief, and those of us here in Western North Carolina are going to hold them to that. Again, we don't know what that looks like, but that will certainly be a priority for us. And then, you know, I'm not in the majority, so I can't say what their agenda is going to be for this year.
Buncombe County State Senator Julie Mayfield. Senator, always appreciate your time and perspective, and look forward to visiting again very soon.
All right. Thank you so much.